This is Franciscan Voice, finding God's voice among us.
The Psalms are part of the faith life both of Israel and of the church. And there are several different types of Psalms, Psalms of praise, thanksgiving, hymns. And one of the ones that I'd like to speak about in this session is Psalm 85, which is a penitential Psalm. It's a recognition that the nation has been punished for their sinfulness, and the psalmist calls upon God to restore them, to bring them to a situation that we could call shalom, peace. But the recognition is not based only on the fact that God has to do this, but even more on the fact that God has to reveal to us what it means to walk in his truth. Because on our own, we can't do it. We get so caught up in our own motivations, we see things the way we want to, that we find it difficult to see things through the eyes of God. That's why at the end of Psalm 45, it speaks about love and truth meeting and justice and peace kissing. Love? In our world today, we use love in the word love in a lot of different ways. It might mean affection, it might mean something that's comfortable, but true love is what's described in 1 Corinthians 13. It's gentle, it's kind, it's not judgmental. And then truth. As I said, we often have our own version of the truth. We see things the way we want them, as opposed to what's really there, as opposed to what God sees. And therefore, we need true love, we need actual truth in order to live in justice. Justice, St. Thomas Aquinas says justice is giving each person what they deserve. But in Paul's letter to the Romans, it's redefined. Justice is not giving people what they deserve. It's giving people what they need. Because we view even people who have done bad things to us as hurt. And maybe they brought the hurt on themselves. It's not important. They're hurting. And all we want to do is to heal them with our love. To live in the truth that God reveals. And when we do that, we will find true peace. Peace in our own hearts. But it will also exude this peace to all those around us.
Be sure to subscribe to our podcast and follow us on our website to discover other episodes at franciscanvoice.org.